related fatality. That's from 4,100 tests, giving a 1.3 positivity rate. The number of people in the hospital with the disease was 78, down from 82 the previous day. The contractor working at Burlingame State Campground in Charlestown has taken three employees off the job after one of them tested positive, according to a DEM statement on Wednesday. The contractor cleans restrooms at the campground. The staff has little interaction with the public, and the workers also wear gloves and masks. Your weather word, mostly cloudy, maybe another shower. Your detailed forecast on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
And we are looking at southwest winds at 5 to 10 knots, waves 2 to 3 feet, and patchy fog. Chance of showers, an isolated thunderstorm even this morning. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tonight, southwest winds at 5 to 10, waves 2 to 3 feet, patchy fog. Chance of showers, visibility 1 to 3. Friday, west winds at 5 to 10. And then Saturday and Saturday night, it's going to be just spectacular out there on the water and everywhere else. Rhode Island Sound today, southwest winds at 5 to 10 knots. The tide in Newport is rising. It'll be high at 9:21. And then again tonight at 9:39. Sunrise, sunset tonight, because we have to have sunset before sunrise. Sunset at 7:16, sunrise tomorrow at 6:13, and the moon is full. The full corn moon, as a matter of fact. And that is Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Brought to you by Sardella's Italian and Imbriglio's Authentic Pizzeria. Sardella's, best of Rhode Island, best Italian Newport County. Imbriglio's, best pizza Newport life. And the Marina Cafe Pub, Goat Island, open Labor Day.
And we welcome you to the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the first Thursday of the month, and so we spend this hour talking about your health with the great docs and a lot of other folks who are all about your health at Newport Hospital. And today we're going to speak about strokes. And we want to welcome today Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon, who is with Lifespan Physician Group's Newport Neurology. Dr. Suzanne, nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Great to have you. And our friend Karen Schaefer is with us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Karen is the stroke program manager for Newport Hospital and the Merriam. And you have a lot of letters after your name, Karen. Can take a minute and go through them with us, because we want to recognize you.
So I am a clinical nurse specialist, which is an advanced practice nurse licensed with the state of Rhode Island. I am certified as a clinical nurse specialist and also certified as an advanced coordinator, advanced stroke coordinator, which is a new certification that's about a year old.
Excellent. We are so pleased that you are with us here today. And Dr. Patrick McKinnon, you have been with the hospital for how long?
Well, pretty much for the past 25 years, not always full time.
Just getting the hang of it.
Yeah. At one point I was in my own practice and I just worked for them part time, but pretty much I couldn't cut the apron strings. And so I've been pretty much associated with the hospital for 25 years.
Excellent. So you completed residency and fellowship at Yale University School of Medicine. Have you been a Newporter for the 25 years before that, after that?
I've been in Rhode Island, but I don't live in Newport or on Aquinic Island.
We're not judging here. We're just getting gathering information. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
But it's pretty amazing. 25 years goes by fast, and yet you, of course, have the same affection for Newport that the rest of us wash ashores have, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. It's a lovely community hospital. It's great.
It really is. Can't say enough nice things, and not because we have a relationship here with our companies. I was a fan long before, and it is terrific. So, always like to talk about the accolades and the awards, and it seems as though the Newport Hospital just, no wonder they keep building. They have to keep building wings to stow all the awards, because there just are a whole bunch of awards that keep coming in. And the latest is having to do with stroke, that we're going to spend a bit of time talking about in today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health, the Stroke Gold Plus designation. And that is really quite something. And tell us a little bit about that, Karen, if you would.
Yes. So this is an American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, Get With the Guidelines Stroke Award. And what this award is it's based on core achievement measures of how we care for our patients. And we have to, each measure must be independently over 85% in order for us to achieve this award. And Newport Hospital was able to do this for the second year in a row, which is a wonderful achievement.
Terrific. Not only that, it's not the only award that we get to talk about today. Newport Hospital also received a Target Type 2 Diabetes Honor Roll Award. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is very exciting, because this is the first year that this award was even available. So this is what they call an add-on award by the American Heart Association. So first, to be eligible for it, you need to achieve a Get With The Guidelines Stroke Award, which we did achieve. But this award takes it to a different level, because you need to have at least 90% or higher for 12 months in the achievement measures that also have to do with diabetes as part of our diabetes population of our stroke patients. And Newport was able to get this first-time offered award, which is very exciting. I also looked up, I was on a webinar with the American Heart Association, and only 862 hospitals in the United States achieved this target diabetes type 2 recognition for the first year that it was offered.
Wow. Really incredible. I'm really always genuinely impressed, because these awards all tend to be elite awards. It's not like, oh, we're one of 6,000 hospitals that receive that. It's always 3 or 5 or 10 or something like that. And it's always just wonderfully meaningful and reflective of a lot of people that have done some great work.
It takes a lot of people to get this award. Every person who cares for the patient, from the first encounter when the patient comes into the emergency room to the patient being discharged, all have to be on the same page and understand the achievement measures and the core measures of stroke, and know what the patient needs to have, not only from a perspective of taking care of the patient for stroke, but also giving them the best possible care that they can in all of these different measures. And it really is such a proud thing to be able to say that the amount of people that go into this award, from the doctors to the nurses to the physical therapists and everyone else that I am not mentioning right now and don't mean to leave them out, it really is incredible and something to be very proud of.
No doubt. And we're going to spend time now talking with Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon and with Karen Schaefer about stroke. We're going to talk about what it is, what it is not, and what treatment consists of, from one of the best in the country, really. And that is tremendous. Here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. So let us pause momentarily for our first pause here. We check traffic, WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got a good ride to start out with, the fog notwithstanding here. And that's been something that we've been battling all morning long, but surprisingly enough, has not impacted the traffic to the degree that you might think. I mean, it's a slow ride and you need to slow down. It is worse the closer to the water you are, over Newport Harbor and over that Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge and the Pell Bridge, it is pretty thick, but you don't have to go too far inland for things to dissipate. So just in general, watch out on those bridges. So it's slow anyway on the Pell in the construction, 25 miles an hour, which is just as well. We are slow coming off the bridge onto Connell Highway. We are seeing the beginnings of the work crew in the right-hand lane on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. With a delay, it could be 12 to 14 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, you're looking good end to end, and you're seeing some breaks in the fog, seeing it just starting to lift. It is not quite as dense up there in Tiverton on the Sakonnet River Bridge between Portsmouth and the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and U. And we check these bridges every 30 minutes all morning long. Let's check the construction for you. And we'll check that out.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
Watch out for that work that's going on when they get in place here, and the fog will have a little to do with that. And Girard Avenue from Kalpthus to Connell, and it may result in a right lane closure sometime between now and 2:30 this afternoon. And that is your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being a part of their community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
The Port Restaurant still has the best waterfront view in town with great sunsets. Open every day except Tuesday from noon to 9 p.m. Right on the Ann Street Pier. Hard to find, but worth the effort. The Port. Come on down. They're waiting for you.
At Fresh Home Screen Printing, they believe that a great custom shirt experience begins by helping you transform your ideas into a shirt that conveys your message. Locally owned and operated for over 14 years, their artists work with you to create the highest quality custom shirts to represent your business, school, team, or event. So for your next custom screen printing or embroidery project, call Fresh Mode Screen Printing today. 401-267-0123 or click fmscreenprint.com. Quite simply, they don't miss deadlines.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
Give your gently used clothing and household items a new life outside of the landfill and help fund Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island's mission. Drop off items at their 1341 West Main Road Middletown location or schedule a pickup at donateri.org.
WADK weather.
Brief showers, otherwise a bit of sunshine, then turning cloudy, humid and warmer, high 79. Cloudy and humid tonight with a spotty shower, low 70. Tomorrow, a cloudy start, then sunshine will move in, high 82. Clear for tomorrow night, low 61. Saturday, a bit of sunshine, high 75. Saturday night, clear skies, low 61. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and our guests today, our panelists, if you will, we have with us Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon, and we have Karen Schaefer. And let's talk strokes here, because it is they're misunderstood, Dr. Patrick McKinnon, are they not?
Yes, to a certain degree. Sometimes people aren't aware that they're having stroke symptoms and they don't take it seriously and come to the hospital, which is very unfortunate because we have treatment that's more effective now, but it's really imperative that they get to the hospital as soon as possible.
What is a stroke?
Well, a stroke is a disruption of blood flow to an area of the brain. We usually divide them between hemorrhagic, the bleeding kinds of strokes, and ischemic strokes, which is a blockage in an artery that causes reduction of blood flow to that part of the brain. And a stroke is usually seen on a CAT scan or an MRI. it's a more of a permanent injury to the brain compared to, say, a transient ischemic attack or a transient symptom of reduction of blood flow to an area of the brain.
So a stroke, there are different kinds of strokes then, right? I don't know if people understand that. I don't know if I understood that.
Yes, there are different types of stroke. Yes, you know, the most common is the ischemic stroke, which is usually due to a blocked artery from plaque or atherosclerosis. But also a stroke can occur from a clot that comes from the heart or from an artery in the neck, the carotid artery. A little piece of plaque can come off and travel upstream to the brain and lodge and cause a reduction of blood flow that way. And then there's a stroke that can occur from atrial fibrillation. Are you familiar with atrial fibrillation? It's irregular heart rate.
Yes.
A stroke can occur from that because blood can pool in the corner of the heart and cause a clot that will can be flicked up to the brain and cause a stroke that way. So, yes, there are different types of strokes, but it's usually due to a disruption of blood flow in the brain.
So will the different type of stroke determine whether or not, will determine the kind of recovery?
Well, certainly larger strokes, you know, usually correlate with a larger disability than a smaller stroke. I think one of the things that we really want to make the public aware is that we have TPA now for stroke. Are you familiar with that? That's called tissue plasminogen activator.
No.
It's an IV infusion that we've been giving for heart attacks for many years, but it wasn't until about 1996 that it was approved by the FDA for the treatment of an acute ischemic stroke. But it's really important for people get to the hospital right away because there's a window of when the TPA is most effective. It was initially within 3 hours of the onset of symptoms, but now it's been extended to 4.5 hours.
No kidding.
But every minute counts in terms of the likelihood of it being effective and busting up the clot that's causing the stroke. So we really are trying very hard to educate the public to not blow up their symptoms in the middle of the night when they roll over in bed, but to get to the emergency rooms as soon as possible so they can be eligible for this treatment.
Sure. So what should we be watching for? Are there definite symptoms of stroke, or does stroke look like something else and that's what complicates them?
Yes. Yes. Well, we use the acronym, the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association. We've been using this acronym FAST.
Yes.
But now we call it BFAST.
We call it what?
Now we call it BFAST.
So BFAST.
Yes, BFAST. And B stands for balance. So if you have a balance problem, that can be a sign of stroke if you're unsteady on your feet. E stands for eyes, if you have double vision or blurred vision or a loss of vision in an eye. F stands for face, if you have a facial droop, if your face is drooping on one side. A stands for arm, if your arm is weak or numb. And that includes leg too. And S stands for speech, if you have garbled speech or you cannot come up with words or understand speech. And T is time, because time is so important. It's so important to get to the hospital as soon as possible to call 911, because every minute counts in terms of getting this treatment and having a good outcome.
Right. So BEFAST, BFAST is
correct.
The watchword, and just run down the checklist if there's something that's going on either in yourself or in someone that you are close to.
Yes.
So definitely. And again, I guess let me ask the same question in a different way. Stroke might, or there are other things that might mimic stroke, or stroke might mimic other things. What about duration? I mean, we talk about weakness, or we talk about dizziness, or vision, or so forth. Is there a period of time after which we should be alarmed or start thinking, "Hey, okay, I need to have this checked out"?
I would say anything that's lasting more than 5 minutes, I would take seriously, especially if you're an older person who has risk factors for a stroke, vascular risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, or, you know, a history of heart disease, I would take it seriously. I wouldn't linger.
Yes.
You know.
So, you know, it's so interesting, Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon. We were talking the other day with our friends from the Alzheimer's Association, and they have a terrific thing to keep in mind, that heart health is brain health. And I'm hearing some of the same things from you. If we are at risk on a cardiovascular basis, if we have other factors such as heart disease, we could be at risk for stroke the same way as in these other issues. So heart health really is brain health, isn't it?
Well, yes. Often if you have vascular disease or hardened an artery in your heart, it's not uncommon to have it in your brain too.
So good practices are going to help more than just your heart.
Yes. We try to focus, especially after somebody's had a stroke, on their risk factors, their vascular risk factors for stroke, which are pretty much the same as they are for the heart. You know, high blood pressure, get it down. Diabetes, you know, get your glucose down. Atrial fibrillation, if you have atrial fibrillation, you need to be on a blood thinner. High cholesterol, you need to be on a statin or Lipitor, Crestor, one of those. Smoking, you have to stop.
Yes.
Genetic susceptibility or it running in your family, you can't do too much about. But the soft risk factors of not being sedentary and being close to your ideal body weight are also very important.
Absolutely right. So what about these stories and these anecdotes? And of course, you know, the anecdotes are going to kill us more than the diseases themselves, you know, these stories that we hear and so forth, and the social media, of course. We, you know, we hear about, well, you know, this person had a small stroke or had a stroke and didn't know it and recovered from it and so forth. How much of that is real?
Oh, it's very real. We often find on scans of the brain, people have had old strokes, small strokes, and weren't aware of it. And I think cardiologists find this, sometimes they find the same thing on an EKG, that people have had silent heart attacks or reduction in blood flow to their heart and they weren't aware of it.
Hmm.
So yes, it's not uncommon for someone with a lot of vascular risk factors to have had small strokes or silent strokes and not been aware of it. They're usually small though, because the larger ones, people usually have symptoms.
Sure. Is it possible to completely recover from something small like that?
Yes, but you know, some parts of the brain are more important than others. So even a small stroke in a very important part of the brain, such as the area of speech or motor function, could still be devastating. So it depends on where, you know.
Sure.
Some parts of the brain are more important than others.
And it comes down to paying attention and being in touch with yourself and how you act. I mean, if your speech has changed, you know, it's something other than, you know, I had a bad tooth or something like that. You need to pay attention to your everyday reactions and just how you feel in general. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, and I think it's important for people to establish, you know, relationship with a primary care doctor, you know, relatively early on in their adult life, you know, just to make sure that their blood pressure is normal and make sure they don't have a cholesterol problem that maybe may run in their family and not even aware of. And also to get counsel that, you know, smoking's bad. There's a long list of reasons not to smoke, but
right.
I think important to establish a relationship with a primary care doctor so these vascular risk factors can be picked up early in adulthood rather than later.
No question. Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon, Lifespan Physician Group's Newport Neurology, and Karen Schaefer, Stroke Program Manager for Newport Hospital and the Merriam Hospital. We are talking about stroke, and we have much more to say in the next half hour here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health on WADK, and we'll be right back.
We can still go on a picnic as long as we pick who we picnic with. How about a green giraffe, Greek gods, and a $1 million ocean view? Three picnic locations, three ways to get out in the fresh air. Stroll the gardens and grounds at the Newport Mansions. Enjoy the landscapes and gardens of the Breakers, the Elms, and Green Animals Topiary Garden. Our new specialty ticket lets you enjoy the outdoors at all three properties. Come on different days if you like. Bring a picnic and wear your mask. Outdoor-only access to Green Animals Topiary Garden, the Breakers, and the Elms. Tickets at NewportMansions.org.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
Good morning. It's Thursday. Is it an inspection? Is it a walkthrough? The governor bristled at the media. The teachers' union bristled at the governor. Call it whatever you like, Governor Raimondo said to an NBC 10 reporter at one point. It's a team of inspectors walking through every school building in the state. That's what the governor said was going to happen. That is what has happened. Governor Raimondo says that there's now a quick and efficient contact tracing program for the state schools for COVID-19 cases that the governor says are inevitable when children return to the classroom later this month. The dedicated school contact tracing system will be staffed with 50 people, plus a dedicated person in each school. The governor says what we can do is quickly identify positive cases, put our systems into action, do our contact tracing, quarantine close contacts, and allow for a smooth operation of school. Under the program, when a student, teacher, or staffer tests positive, the contact tracers will reach out to everyone that person was in close contact with. Close contact is an important definition. Closer than 6 feet to someone for more than 15 minutes if you yourself turn out to be infected. And people who were in close contact with a positive case have to quarantine for 14 days. They'll also have to be tested. The state will use the lessons it learned tracing cases at summer camps and at the state's 700 child care centers at which there was very little community or secondary spread, said Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott. Three employees of a contractor working at Burlingame State Campground are off the job. One of them tested positive. The contractor cleans the restrooms late at night at Burlingame. They're closed while they're being cleaned. Little interaction with the public, and the workers wear gloves and masks. Here are the numbers. 53 new confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state. One additional fatality. That's from 4,100 tests, giving a 1.3 positivity rate. The number of people in the hospital with the disease was 78, down from 82 the previous day. The town-by-town numbers are out. They're either cause for concern in Newport, where one estimate has 11 new cases. City Manager Joe Nicholson said he could just come up with five. The rest of the hometowns have two, or as many as four in the case of Portsmouth. And your weather word, continued cloudy, perhaps another shower. Your detailed forecast is on the way on 1540 WADK.
Introducing Cabinet Revival, Newport County's premier cabinet refinishing specialists. Their team of technicians specialize in reviving your older wood cabinets from looking tired and dated to showroom new and stylish. Using their special formulated lacquer system, Cabinet Revival is more affordable, less time-consuming, and more environmentally friendly than most other kitchen renovation options. To see what they can do for your kitchen, stop by their new showroom at 1015 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, or go to cabinetrevival.com.
This is Steve Lombardi, Executive Director of the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. We have been the business voice of East Greenwich since 1929. Our mission is to promote business development and foster cooperation between business, government, and the community. We are committed to helping to make East Greenwich a better place to live, work, play, dine, shop, and do business. The Chamber provides many benefits such as networking events, townwide gift certificates, business education opportunities, and lobbying efforts. The Chamber promotes many community events such as our Main Street Strolls, East Greenwich Restaurant Week, the Greenwich Odeum, the EG Farmers Market, and many others. Membership in the Chamber says you support the business community and the community as a whole, and that you want to be part of moving us forward. For membership information, contact me at 401-885-0020 or steve@eastgreenwichchamber.com. You can also visit us at eastgreenwichchamber.com.
Get news updates all day, every day at WADK.com.
It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and we are talking strokes here with our experts this morning. We have Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon with Newport Neurology, Karen Schaefer, Stroke Program Manager for Newport Hospital and the Merriam Hospital. So let's talk about this day and age in which we live, and you know what, which dictates everything here, the COVID. And it really is impacting people, even to the degree, Karen, that people are reluctant to come in and find out if they have had a stroke. And this is really, really kind of a head scratcher here. It's as you put it, it's just a sad story. Tell us what's going on.
So as Dr. Susan Patrick McKinnon stated, that time is of the essence. We often say time is brain for people that are having stroke. You lose billions of neurons a minute when you're having a stroke. And we really want people to know that it is safe to come to the hospital during this time of COVID. And if you are having stroke symptoms, if you even think you're having stroke symptoms, call 911, go to the emergency room, and we have expert people that will meet you and work you up for a stroke and see if you are having a stroke. I have met patients that have told me they have not come to the hospital because they were afraid of COVID. And it does make me sad that people are home and they're having stroke symptoms and they're scared to come to the hospital. And we don't want anyone to feel scared coming to the hospital. Please, if you're having stroke symptoms, call 911, come into the emergency room.
Yeah. I mean, you should not be afraid to go to the hospital. It's like flying after 9/11. There's never been a safer time to come to the hospital, if you think about it.
Right. We have a lot of policies and procedures and protocols in place to keep both the staff and the patients coming into the hospital safe.
And that's what it comes down to. I mean, and it's always been the case, but like a lot of other things, we are paying a lot more attention to this stuff these days, and you're paying more attention to it than anybody.
Right, right. And time is brain. It's very important to, as soon as you have the symptoms, to also look at that clock. You're sitting at your desk, you're suddenly having trouble speaking. Look and notice what time it is. You suddenly lose the loss of your arm. Look at what that time is, because that is going to be one of the first questions that the nurses and the providers are going to ask when you come into the emergency room. Because that medication, that TPA, we only can give for 4.5 hours from the time that you are last known to be well.
Mm.
And what we mean by that is the last time you were without symptoms.
Yeah.
Sometimes the time that your symptoms started, you may know, like if you're typing and all of a sudden you can't type. But sometimes we don't know the exact time it started. For example, you woke up and you didn't talk to anybody for about an hour after you woke up. And the first time you spoke, you couldn't speak.
Oh, boy.
So
I'm just thinking about
that happened.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about my own home here. Nobody talks in my house for the first hour anyway. Well, we have, except for me, I wake up talking, but luckily
well, see,
I do what
good.
I do.
Because if you wake up talking, you know if you can talk when you wake up.
But we have, but I'm married to, and my daughter's the same way. Don't talk to me in the morning.
But at least if she says don't talk to me in the morning, those are some words that
well,
came
that's
out
true.
Of her mouth.
But she said it the night before, though.
Oh, okay. So that would not help us as much.
But it is, oh, you know what? We're laughing. That's another thing from what I understand. Smiling or laughing, like that can be a symptom checker, if I understand right.
Yes. One of the things that we ask patients to do when we're assessing them is we ask them to smile.
Yes.
We look to see if their smile is even. We look to see if one side of their face is moving more than the other, which actually comes a little story for me. And this person has told me I could always tell his story. We actually had, at a different hospital, we had a employee who came to work. And when he was at work, one of his colleagues noticed that when he was talking, that one side of his face was not moving as well as before. And this employee was with these people earlier in the day. So when they saw him again an hour later and saw that his face was not moving, they told him he had to go to the emergency room. So they brought the employee to the emergency room, and he was, in fact, having a stroke, and he was given TPA, and he recovered.
Oh, wow.
And he likes his story to be shared for other people to don't be afraid if it happens, just go to the hospital.
Fantastic. So great. But do it quickly. Time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. It really, really is. So this is really an incredible thing. And of course, you come at this, Karen, and you too, Dr. Patrick McKinnon, you come at this from a place at the top of the hill, really, because Newport has been designated a primary stroke center. And so you have a lot of information that perhaps is you have more information and better information and the latest information, really. I mean, you should go to whatever hospital is close to you, but I mean, this is high level stuff that you are able to share with us.
Thank you. Yeah, sure. You know, happy to do it. As I said, we really want people to know they need to go to the hospital if they're having symptoms of a stroke, so they're eligible for this treatment, and that the earlier they get there, the more likely we're going to be able to reduce or eliminate their stroke from this treatment.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, we were talking about in relation to COVID, because everything has a relationship to COVID. Is this a factor? Are you more likely to be at risk of stroke with COVID? Are you more likely to be at risk of COVID having had a stroke?
I've seen some literature suggesting you're more likely to have a stroke if you have an active COVID infection. And actually, you're more likely to have a stroke if you have shingles, which is another virus.
You're kidding. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute. Don't we all have that, though, if we've had chickenpox?
Yes, but shingles is when you have an outbreak,
okay,
later, usually later in life.
Gotcha.
But it is, I think, a pro-inflammatory state to have a viral infection. So,
another thing to worry about. Ah, doctor.
Yeah.
Let me use myself as an example here. I had chicken pox. I have had shingles. I had an outbreak, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. It was pretty minor. Am I at risk?
Well, it's usually during the infection, is my understanding.
Gotcha. Okay.
If you have shingles, there is a slightly higher likelihood of having a stroke. We still hone in on the vascular risk factors, like, you know, don't smoke, get your blood pressure under control, make sure your cholesterol is good. If you have diabetes, get that under control. Those are the major vascular risk factors for stroke and heart disease. So we tend to counsel people to get those under control.
Okay. Of course, I'm all tingly now.
What's that?
I say I'm all tingly now.
If it's both sides, you're okay.
Let me check. Hang on. So, we're speaking about stroke and things like that. Look, everybody who's listening to our chat is thinking the same thing. I'm just speaking for every person here, ladies. I'm the representative of humanity here. What about, we'll talk in a minute about those lifestyle changes and good practices and things like that. And also some of the risks in terms of statistics and stroke facts and things like that, as we continue here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health with neurologist Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon and stroke program manager for Newport Hospital and the Merriam Hospital, Karen Schaefer. Let me check traffic here. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. And fog is lifting, we hope, here. And things are a little bit brighter than they were maybe half an hour ago, depending on where you are. And again, if you're right close to the water, like along the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge and the Pell Bridge, it's still a little soupy, a little better in Jamestown than in North Kingstown for whatever reason, from what I'm seeing here now. But it's going to keep your speed down for sure. And we seem to have a heavier volume around here at this hour. So we're going to keep our crossing time at about 12 to 14 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Slow through the construction zone, slow getting off onto Connell Highway from the Pell Bridge. On the Mount Hope Bridge, we've got slow traffic southbound out of Roger Williams University. We're slow now at the intersection, as we usually are, Bristol Ferry Road and Boyd's Lane northbound, and the Secaunet River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and U, and we check the bridges every 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by the Ad Council. Okay, dads, it's time to do the Cabbage Patch, or the Running Man, or something more contemporary, the floss. That's right, dance like a dad, with your kids. Learn more at fatherhood.gov.
Take a first-class Scenic Bay cruise aboard the beautifully restored Coastal Queen from Bowen's Wharf in Newport. Travel in safety and comfort while exploring Narragansett Bay and Newport Harbor as guides share their knowledge of historic and interesting sites along the route. Enjoy open-air cruising on the top deck or glass-enclosed lower deck with full bar service. Look for special Tuesday night themed cruises departing from Connecticut Marina in Jamestown. Coastal Queen is also available for special event charters. Tickets at jamestownnewportferry.com or call 401-423-9900.
While our lobbies have reopened, Bank Newport continues to offer the convenience of digital banking from your home or on the go. Deposit checks or send money with Zelle using the Bank Newport mobile banking app. And don't forget to add your Bank Newport credit and debit cards to your mobile wallet for a contactless way to shop. See all our digital banking services at banknewport.com/digital. Bank Newport, we're all in. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Zelle is available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bodhi Spa is a boutique-day spa nestled in the heart of historic Newport, Rhode Island, with a focus on whole-body health and wellness. We offer a full menu of traditional spa services such as massage, aesthetics, and body treatment. What makes us unique is the water journey, a restorative experience of taking the waters in a Roman-style bath circuit. Our guests improve their entire circulatory system by guiding the body through scientifically proven hydrotherapy stations. Stimulate your senses while you heat up, cool down, relax, repeat. Visit thebodhispa.com for more information.
It's America's favorite car show, Nordstrom's Under the Hood, and you can catch it every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 right here on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Listen to the Motor Medics as they talk repairs and offer advice on buying and selling new, used, and classic cars. They also offer how-to tips, all in a fun-filled atmosphere. It's Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on WADK and WADK.com.
Jamestown's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We are talking strokes and how to prevent them, how to treat them, with Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon and with Karen Schaefer. So let's talk again, and we really, really can't emphasize enough the essence of time and the importance of time in treating a stroke.
Yes. Very important.
So just go over the basics for us again.
So before you get started, one thing I was thinking is just to let everyone know that for every minute during a stroke, you lose 1.9 million neurons. So just like Dr. McKinnon was saying, every single minute that goes by is really important.
Wow. I mean, we're talking brain cells. You could actually lose brain cells.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. And we know that stroke is the leading cause for a serious long-term disability. So why wouldn't you want to be at the hospital and get a treatment as soon as possible that could minimize that possibility of getting a disability, you know, a paralysis, a gait disorder, that type of thing?
Yeah, it's so true. So the importance is certainly to recognize the symptoms, be fast, and then get yourself to the emergency room and get that treatment going, that TPA. Just take a minute and describe the treatments once again, if you would, Doctor and Karen.
Well, we wanted to emphasize the TPA because it's so important for people to be aware of it, because every minute counts. And I was mentioning before that the most of the community hospitals in Rhode Island are primary stroke centers, so they offer TPA. Rhode Island Hospital is a comprehensive stroke center. It's the only one in Rhode Island, Rhode Island Hospital. And that offers, in addition to TPA, it offers embolectomy, which is the newest stroke treatment on the block, so to speak. It's only been around for 5 years, where when somebody's having a large stroke, where there's a major, you know, artery in the brain that's being blocked by a clot, a specialized physician called an interventional radiologist can thread a catheter through your groin all the way up to your brain and place this device called a stent retriever that can actually go in there and remove the clot and suck it out and bring it back down. And wow. that has a window of even more than 4.5 hours. That's 6 hours. And they may actually extend that to 24 hours, but that hasn't been FDA approved yet. And that is
extended. It is extended.
It did get extended? Okay.
Yeah. It's approved so, now.
All right.
Approved. Okay. So it's approved now for up to 24 hours because sometimes people wake up with a stroke and we don't know when they were last known well.
But that's not available everywhere. The TPA is available. If you're
correct.
Closest to wherever, go to the nearest hospital, the nearest emergency room. And, you know, if they say, yes, you've had a stroke, here we go, they'll get that treatment going. But the embolectomy is only available at a Rhode Island hospital, correct? At Rhode
correct.
Island.
Right. And it's only available for patients that are having a specific type of stroke called a large vessel occlusion.
Gotcha.
And of all the people that are having ischemic strokes, it is a small percentage of these patients that have that stroke. That is why it's very important to just go to the hospital, call 911, because a thrombectomy or an embolectomy is not always the answer for every patient.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. So this is significant news. So again, we have people joining us every minute during the course of the hour here. We started out talking with Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon and with Karen Schaefer, and we're talking about strokes. And the warning signs are the letters BFAST, B-E-F-A-S-T. Just take a minute and go over them again, if you would.
So B stands for balance. So so if you're unsteady when you're walking, or you're lightheaded, or you have vertigo, like the room spinning, to go to the emergency room. E stands for eyes, or if your vision is off, if you lose vision in an eye, that can be a type of stroke. Or if you have double vision or skewed vision, that can be a symptom of a stroke to go to the emergency room. F stands for face. If you have a facial droop, look in the mirror and smile and see if one part of your face is drooping. That is very suggestive of a stroke. Go to the emergency room. A stands for arms, but should include legs too. If you have weakness or numbness on one side of your body in an arm or a leg, that definitely can be a symptom of a stroke to go to the emergency room. Speech, if your speech is garbled or you can't come up with words or you can't understand what people are saying, that can be a symptom of a stroke, go to the emergency room. And time, as I said, we can't emphasize enough how important time is to not miss out on a potentially life-saving, but certainly a treatment that can minimize the size of your stroke or even potentially reverse your stroke. But it's so important to get to the hospital as soon as possible to be eligible for it.
As devastating as the idea is of a stroke, and I think if we were to have one of those truth-telling moments, I think that it would be pretty much a tie between someone fearing suffering a stroke or suffering a heart attack. But as devastating as the thought of that is, and as frightening as the thought of that is, it's incredible to be able to think that you can actually overcome and reverse the effects of a stroke if it's a certain kind of a stroke and if it's gotten in time.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
It's really remarkable, and to the credit of folks like yourselves and facilities like Newport Hospital, quite frankly.
Yes, I mean, I've been in practice long enough to remember what we had before we had TPA. We really didn't have much. So it really has kind of revolutionized stroke treatment. So we want to make sure that people are aware of it.
Sure. There are some statistics about stroke, though, that really put it up with any of the other, you know, causes of death. And of course, these are, it's interesting because I'm looking at these statistics from the Heart Association, and the dates are 2016 and 2017 and so forth. And I wonder how COVID enters into the record keeping and the just the numbers game of all of this. But on average in 2016, someone died of a stroke every 3 minutes and 35 seconds. And stroke ranks, well, it did in 2017, number five among all causes of death. I wonder if that has changed.
It will be very interesting to see when this pandemic is over how the statistics are going to change.
Right. But you know what? Dr. Alexander Scott the other day said COVID is a preventable disease. Stroke is preventable, is it not?
Stroke is preventable to a certain extent. But things such as regular exercise, don't smoke, don't abuse drugs, your doctor prescribes blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, take them. These are all things that are considered modifiable risk factors. But then we have things that are non-modifiable risk factors, such as your age, your gender, and your family history, things that you can't change.
That's true. Are you really up against genetics if there's a history of stroke? Tell us about that for a moment, if you would. We have about a minute left.
I think that, you know, the number of vascular risk factors you have is very important. If you have one, you know, it's not so bad, but if you have two or three, it's, you know, it multiplies exponentially, you know, your risk of stroke. So if your father died of a stroke at 85, but your blood pressure's good and your cholesterol's good, you know, I wouldn't lose sleep over it. But if you develop high blood pressure or diabetes, you definitely want to get that treated, you know, as soon as possible.
And there you go. And so these are things that can be under our control. And of course, the lifestyle changes that Karen and Dr. Patrick McKinnon had mentioned are all going to help. So Karen Schaefer and neurologist Dr. Suzanne Patrick McKinnon, where can we go for more information for some of these preventive measures and just some more information about stroke and how we can prevent it? And of course, how Newport Hospital can help.
You can always go to the Newport Hospital website. We have information on there. You can also always go to the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association.
Terrific.
They have some wonderful information on their webpage.
So glad to be able to talk about this with you. Thanks so much to both of you.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot and Ankle.
Thank you.
We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the Doctor of Podiatric Medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station. 1540 WADK Newport.
Summertime, and those barbecues are working overtime. Good thing we've got Newport Propane to refill those tanks. And for the military and retired military, every Monday, Newport Propane refills your tanks for just $8. That's more than one half off. For your grill, for your fire pit, get your propane refills at Newport Propane.